When I picture myself at 75 or 85, I hope to be doing pretty much the same things I'm doing now. Writing books, maybe hosting a radio show, assuming there's still radio. But it's harder for some artists, especially the ones whose careers depend on the way they look. Actors don't stop being actors because they aren't on a stage anymore.
We'll start at the top of five.
Studio 360's Pike Malinowski found an enclave of retired actors at a nursing home in Englewood, New Jersey. And these people are definitely not done performing.
Let's go.
We can't.
Why not?
We're waiting for Godot.
Oh, are you sure it was here?
He said by the tree. Do you see any others?
What is it?
I don't know. A willow.
Where are the leaves?
Must be dead.
No more weeping.
Or perhaps it's not the season.
Looks to me like a bush.
A shrub.
A bush.
What are you insinuating, that we've come to the wrong place?
Well, he should be here.
He didn't say for sure he'd come.
Well, I'll tell you, as long as there's a telephone, no actor is ever retired.
Actors Fund Home, how can I help you? Sure, hold on 1 second.
I hope you're not going to be too depressed coming to a nursing home. My name is Bill Story. I've been around a long time. I'm 83 years old, and I've been in the theater since I was 17. You can figure that out.
My name is Minette Vinson O'Gorick. Minette Vinson was my professional name.
My name is Alex Reed.
My name is Aideen O'Kelly. We're in the actor's home in Englewood, New Jersey. When I came here about 2.5 years ago, I didn't want to be here. It's not home. Can't be. Home is where my spirit is. You see, I'm an actor, well, up to recently, because my sight's going. Home was on a stage. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. That was home. What can I tell you? That was my joy.
No, there's nothing like the stage. Nothing. Give me a part on the stage first.
The pleasure of just getting your feet on that stage and feeling it under you. It's quivery, you know. It's just so wonderful.
You know exactly when they're right with you. And boy, what a great feeling that is. I go down here before every meal to the pill room. Yeah, I call it 42nd Street to 57th. From here to my room, which I do 4 or 5 times a day. I take 13 pills a day. Don't ask me what for.
This is the main room for shows and various forms of entertainment in this particular room where we're standing now. See the lights?
Listen.
I hear nothing.
Shh. Nor I.
You gave me a fright.
I thought it was he.
Who?
Godot.
Oh, the men in the reeds.
I could have sworn I heard shouts.
And why would he shout?
At his horse.
Oh. This is something I don't understand. You say that the happy time was just like this.
Exactly. And it's sort of, well, having no time and all the time in the world. And as we know, we talk all the time, that every single word we utter, there's something behind it. It means something.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you say he was adamant about every single word?
Oh, boy, dare you change a syllable. No way.
You just told me you met Samuel Beckett.
Yes. We were doing Happy Days, and we went to Paris to meet Mr. Beckett. Oh, honestly, I'll never forget that. Here I was sitting in this room, and Mr. Beckett walked in. I was so, not enthralled, I was terrified. And you know, he's very tall and very thin. And these piercing gray eyes. I mean, you look into those, you're, oh my Lord. I imagine you could never tell him a lie, ever. And he says, Adrian, you're going to do my play. Could you read to me? I nearly died. And after about 20 minutes, I stopped. And he said, this is all wrong, all wrong, all wrong. I was dying. Mr. Beckett, what do I do? He said, you're too capable. Winnie is fragile. And we tried again. And he sat down in front of me. And he read with me. And I started to laugh. And he just looked at me and said, what are you laughing at? You? I said, you're so funny. Well, that was it. He loved me after that, because I got it. It was funny. I was devastated with the beauty of this man. Oh, my God.
Well, this is the main dining room here. Very nice. We have breakfast, lunch, and dinner in here. You know, it's not a cafeteria at all. We sit down and they serve us very nicely. The food is good. So it's a nice place to be. I see today's the 17th. And it's a what? Tuesday. Okay.
He said Saturday, I think.
You think?
I must have made a note of it.
But what Saturday? And is it Saturday? Is it not rather Sunday or Monday? Or Friday?
It's not possible.
Well, if he came yesterday and we weren't here, you may be sure that he won't come again today.
But you say we were here yesterday.
I may be mistaken. Well, let's stop talking for a minute. Do you mind?
All right.
Oh, hello. Roberta, all right. Thank you, darling. So, this is where I ate with Minette.
Minette Vincent was my professional name. I was a synchronized swimmer with my twin sister, the Vincent twins. And we were the very first synchronized swimmers to travel and work professionally in water shows around the country. This was in 1950. That was 60 years ago, or longer. Was it longer, 60 years from 1950? Yes, okay. And we were really the first. We did a routine called Two Tired Kittens, and we swam doing movements of sleepies. Dum, 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 dum. Ah, ah. You know how you yawn and you put your hand up to your mouth? Well, that's what we do. We would put our hand up to our mouth and then reach out for a stroke, either a backstroke, side stroke, or front stroke. So the yawn was visible, and those were the sleepy kittens. And we had black bathing suits and little hats with ears on them and everything. I've always heard that kittens don't like the water, but we loved it. And and I've asked them to put in a pool for me here, but they just haven't been forthcoming. They said they don't have the space.
I was asking if we're tied.
Tied? How do you mean tied?
Down.
But to whom? By whom?
To your man.
To Godot? Tied to Godot? What an idea, no question of it. For the moment.
His name is Godot?
I think so.
Beckett was not a religious person. He didn't believe in God, apparently. And this impossible journey towards a Godot, the person who never comes, in Beckett's opinion.
How does it end? What is the ending?
Was the whole... Isn't that curious? I
don't remember how it ended.
I don't either.
Aideen, do you remember any of your lines from Happy Days?
All I can tell you about that is that the last line, which is la da dee da dee da dee la dee dee dee. Daddy, 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 that's the end of the play. Oh boy, it probably was the most difficult thing I've ever done in my life.
You can see some pictures of Alex, Bill, and Aideen from the Lillian Booth Actors Home at studio360.org. Our story was produced by Studio 360's Pike Malinowski with help from Lou Olkowski.